Welcome to the If She Did It podcast. I'm your host, Becky Fagan, a business coach for beginner online entrepreneurs. Consider this podcast your go-to guide for all things scaling your business to your first 10K months. Get ready to be inspired through marketing, mindset, spirituality, and the stories of successful frempreneurs. I'm so excited to have you here. Now let's dive in. Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. This is a very, very exciting week for me because today is the day that the cart opens for the new and improved Abundant Business Academy. And the most fun part, for me at least, is that there are already several spots taken and only 3 VIP spots left available. So if you want to be part of the best beginner coaching program out there, then you're going to want to grab a spot today before it's too late because spots are filling up, which is so freaking exciting. So like I said, the cart opened today. I'm going to leave the link to the sales page in the show notes. All the information is going to be there. And if you have any questions about the program, you can always DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is just Becky Fagan. But in honor of today's launch, which I'm so excited about, I have another client interview. And this client is a really good friend of mine. Her story is so awesome. Not only is she going to share her experience working with me, but she's going to share some knowledge on cycle syncing and why cycle syncing is so beneficial as a female entrepreneur. Her name is Becca Collins. She is a health coach and she focuses on period and hormone health for female entrepreneurs. So this is her area of expertise. She's a freaking genius, you guys. So this is such a great episode for multiple reasons. One, you're going to hear about what it's like to work with a coach long term. You're going to hear about what it's like to have me in your corner and work with me as your coach. And you're also going to learn about cycle syncing and why it's so important for your business. So we're going to dive in. And as a reminder, a link for all things ABA are in the show notes. And let's get started. It's such a great episode. Welcome to the podcast, Becca. I am so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
Me too. Okay, so let's just dive right on in. That's how I do it. We just dive in. So let's start by you sharing your entrepreneurial story with us. What made you decide to be an entrepreneur? Tell us your journey, whatever you want to share up to where you are at today.
Yeah. All right. So I am a certified holistic health coach and hormone expert. So I help women, specifically female entrepreneurs, female business owners, really, you know, heal their hormones and, you know, repair their period if they have period issues so that they can truly thrive in their business, their life, their health, their relationships. Because I firsthand experienced when I was struggling like with hormones, with my health, that it really took a toll on my business. Even though for some reason, a lot of women do not see the connection between like how their health could negatively impact their business, which kind of blows my mind. But like, so I had very low energy. You know, I struggled with sleep. I had brain fog, all of these things that directly, you know, impacted my business, of course, because I couldn't show up fully for my clients. All of that. So then I started really, you know, really turning my focus to my health, and really started healing my hormones. I started cycle syncing my business, and that was a night and day game changer for me. And it's what I do for all of my clients who are also female business owners. And so I actually, a little bit going back even farther than that, a little bit about my story. So I actually studied dietetics in college. So really hardcore was so ingrained in this diet industry, diet mentality of like eating less, you know, over-exercising, really pushing myself to the point where I actually lost my period for 4 years all throughout college. And I had no idea really what was causing it. Like I was so confused because I was doing everything that the diet industry told me that I needed to do. You know, I was eating, you know, perfectly. I was eating 1200 calories a day. I was exercising all the time. And I couldn't figure it out. And that's actually what caused me to study dietetics because I just really wanted to get to the root of why I was struggling so much. And it was really taking a toll on me and in like my relationship with my boyfriend, now husband. And we, you know, cause I was moody. I was just an absolute mess. And so then I studied dietetics in college, and then I went on post-college and studied holistic nutrition with a focus on hormones to really get to the root of this. And I, you know, realizing that hormones are at the root of every issue I was experiencing, and then every issue that I see so many women experience. And so that's kind of what caused me to really focus on hormones, and why I you know, help other women to heal their hormones and then fix their period, because period issues are, there's a lot of misinformation around hormones, around period health and all of that. And so I just want to, you know, bring clarity, bring, you know, the truth, so that women don't have to struggle with their health anymore, don't have to struggle with their period, and actually be able to thrive in their life, their health, their relationships, and ultimately their business. Since I work really closely with female entrepreneurs.
Love that. So for everybody listening, Becca is actually I was about to say past client. No, current client. We've worked together for a while now. So I wanted her to start by sharing her story, and we're going to go into her genius a little bit, because everybody needs to know about cycle syncing and how it can literally change your business. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about her experience working with me, not to like toot my own horn or anything, but I know that there are plenty of you that listen to this podcast that are interested in getting a business coach, and whether it's me or somebody else, I think it's so helpful to hear from clients themselves, their experiences with a coach, why they chose to hire a coach, and all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, Becca, I know this is a little different for me and you, since we were friends before you hired me, but I would love to know, like, when you decided to work with me, what made you decide that you like wanted to hire me as your coach?
That's a good question. So I'm trying to remember, like, so was it 2019 that we first like became friends, like in person, which is so, it's so funny because like we met like, well, we started online. Like, you were trying to get me first as a client, right? And then like somehow we came to realize that like we actually literally live like 10 minutes away from each other. And so it was like a really small world. And then we met up and we started like meeting up. Was it like weekly or bi-weekly, just to like kind of just, I don't know, work together and, you know, nothing like just casually, right? Wasn't that how it kind of got started?
Yeah, I was trying to get Becca as a client and she was like so against it. And then at the time I was running we called it like a local mastermind, and we all kind of like came together and gave each other feedback on our businesses and that kind of thing. And I was like, well, Becca, if you're not going to hire me, then at least come to this mastermind and get feedback on your business. And then from there, we ended up you were helping me with my health and I was helping you with your business for a while. Mm-hmm. And we were like hanging out at a coffee shop every week.
I just remember like, because that, like when we first like started that local mastermind, I was like so new in my business, like literally having no, I knew all of the like hormone health stuff. I knew that I could help people, help women, but beyond that, like the actual business part of my business, literally I had no idea what to do, like no idea at all. And so we met up, and that, I think that's kind of what kicked it off, because at the point, like I didn't understand the power of having like a business coach, because I, at that time it was foreign to me because I was new to the whole online world. And so I was like, what, like what the heck is a business coach? Like, I have no idea what that is. Like, and I'm going to pay someone, like what? And so then that, I'm like so thankful and so grateful for that mastermind that we were in, because that truly showed me the power of, even though like we were just kind of helping each other, like not paying each other, just like helping each other for free, like that, I'm so grateful, because that showed me the power of having a business, like having someone in your corner, like having a business coach who knows your business inside and out and can show you like, this is what you need to do. Like, this is this will work. Like, don't focus on this stuff. Focus on this stuff, especially getting started, because that is the, like, it is just everything when you first get started. And so I'm just like, so, because honestly, I don't even know where I would be at this point if it wasn't for you. I'm like, I'm being dead serious. If it wasn't for you, because what, like, would I even still, like, would I even have a business? Would I have quit? Like, I have no idea, because it was you, like, helping me then in the beginning that, like, showed me that, one, I need help. Two, I need you. And so that's why I've literally worked with you, right? Like, I've worked with you since then. Like, I'm in, right now, I'm in her second round of her mastermind. And so, like, I just keep rejoining her stuff because she's, or you, I guess. I don't know why I'm saying she, but because you're like,
I'm like, do I say she? Do I say you? Do I say her? I'm not sure. But as you're saying this, you know what's so funny is that when I was trying to get you as a client, I was still an Instagram marketing coach.
A business coach.
Yep. So you were actually technically my first business like client, even though we were like trading like services at the time. But your results were like, showed me, I was like, yeah, I can do this, because you guys, when Becca started working with me, she charged $200 for a group program.
12-week, a three-month group program, $200. And I couldn't get anyone in it. Like, I couldn't, and I, like, thinking back on it, like, it is mind blowing to me how, one, how low it, how cheap it was, and two, how I still couldn't get anyone in it. And I thought it was because it was too expensive. I was really like thinking it was too expensive, and that's why no one would join. And I, like, that's like more than just like the business strategy, like my mindset around that, because of you, like, my mindset has completely shifted, because I probably would still be charging that much and, or wouldn't even be in business, to be honest, because I was like, I had no idea.
But the most fun thing, and I think that so many times we, and I know you forget how far you've come, is looking at that and looking at that. So we got together, that was probably around like March. And then by May, June, you launched your coaching for like, I think it was $2,500. And you got like two or three clients that first time. So she, so Becca went from not being able to get anyone to pay her $200 to getting two to three people a couple months later to pay her between $2,000 and $2,500 to work with her as a health coach. And, you know, pretty much since then you've shifted a bunch. Like, back then Becca was a hormone health coach for weight loss. So that's a big shift, but you've consistently had one-on-one clients and then expanded your product suite as well. So, like,
it's crazy. It's crazy thinking back on it, you know, like what has changed and like shifted, and just like truly, like, it's all because of you. And I'm not just saying that, but it really is, because I like, I had no idea, like no idea what I needed to do business-wise, like mindset work I needed, like all of it. And so that's, it's just, it's so powerful being your OG client.
Really though, like literally. And you guys, I think that's something else that's really cool to like hear and for Becca and I to talk about is, I will never forget. So it's been almost a year now since I left Kentucky, but a couple weeks before I moved, we were at a coffee shop together, and we were like, it was one of the last times we were going to see each other before I left. And I was telling you about the mastermind that I was going to create and how excited about it I was. And I basically built it out on like us sitting there. But that was when I first said to you, Becca, you need to shift into period coaching for hormones. And I, you guys, when I tell you, I like, push that on Becca, because I was like, I know that this is what you're good at. I know you can do this, and it's going to be so transformational for your business. And I just would love, like, think back on it. Like, how much do you feel things shifted when you went from hormone coaching, hormone healing for weight loss to hormone healing for period health, cycle syncing, focusing on like the female entrepreneur?
It's so crazy thinking about that, because I vividly remember sitting in that coffee shop and you saying that and me being like, heck no, like no way, because I like, oh, I was like, there's no way. Like, I was so like, I did not think that I would be able to succeed outside of like this like a hormone for like weight loss world. Like I just thought that was all I could teach about. And I thought that no one would follow me. No one would want to listen to me talking about like kind of taboo topics like periods and poop and like things like that, that like no one talks about. And I, at the time I was even like, I don't even know if I feel comfortable talking about that type of stuff. And I remember it was like early, when did you move?
It was like
January 2020.
Yeah, it was like about a year ago that we had this conversation.
Yeah. And so then, and I remember I didn't write it. You said that and you were like hardcore, like, do it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then it ended up, I mean, it was several months later when I actually, May or June or like one of those times. So it was like a good, probably 6 months later that I finally made the switch. And I am so, so grateful I did, because there's so much, like, I cannot tell you how many people reach out to me like all the time, just being like, thank you for saying this. Like, I had no idea. My doctor didn't tell me this. Like, there's nothing about this. Like, I thank you so much. And I'm just so grateful for that. Not only because I'm like able to help women on these things that they had no idea that they were, you know, that were abnormal, that they shouldn't be experiencing, but also it's helped like me kind of create more of a lucrative business on the business side of things. Because when I talk about like weight loss, I feel like I cannot charge as much because it's not like as big of, you know, it's not as powerful as saying like helping someone get pregnant. You know what I mean? Like there's less of a, I don't know the right word, but, and so I'm competing with more like Janie Craig and like Weight Watchers and things like that. And so women aren't like really wanting to like pay as much when I transition to more like period health and, you know, optimizing fertility and like all of that, like women are willing and wanting to pay that much because, you know, they've been struggling with infertility and they've gone through IVF and they've done all of these things. You know, they're on all of these medications that are really expensive, all of these things. And so like me helping them heal from the inside out, like actually get to the root cause of why they're experiencing that, it's incredible. And they're willing to pay for it. And so it's just amazing. Like, not only am I making a much bigger transformation for them, but I'm also like making a lot more money because of it. So it's just awesome. It's a win-win all the way around.
It is. And it's been like so much fun to watch you, like even just like watching the shift. And I know that this also comes from like getting, you know, further along into your business, but I think it's also that you're just so much more, like passionate. Ooh, I just like nicked my jaw. That was the weirdest thing. I opened my mouth too wide. You're so much more passionate about this topic that it just takes you so much further and makes such a difference. So I absolutely love that. And before we shift into talking about that a little bit to these amazing people listening, again, I feel so weird asking these questions. So I'm like not trying to toot my own horn, not trying to have you like make me.
I'll toot your horn. Toot, toot. I will toot your horn.
tell me what like, what's been your favorite part about working with me as your coach or having me as your coach?
Oh gosh, where do I even start? Like I was actually thinking about this the other day. So I literally like, so I was working with you. And then for some reason, I went and I hired a one-on-one coach, different, separate from you. And I literally came back to you because I didn't know how good I had it until I left. And I know that sounds so weird, but I don't know. I guess I thought the grass was greener. I don't know. But I ended up coming back and then I just keep re-enrolling with you because it is what you provide for your clients. It is absolutely like incredible. Like when I watch other like business coaches, I take everything they say like kind of with a grain of salt. Like I'm like, okay, like yeah, whatever. And so I can't even think of the right word I'm trying to think of.
I can never think of the right word, so don't feel like I walked into my sister's room the other day and was like literally describing a whole situation to her because I couldn't think of the word justify. And I was like, when you did it, but that, like, what's the word? She was like, justify. I'm like, that's the word. That's
the word. So
I can never
think of words. I think I'm thinking of critical. I think that's the word I'm trying to think of, or a word like that. You get my point. But I'm very like kind of critical, cynical. That's the word. I'm like cynical of when I like hear these other business coaches talking about like what they do. And so they're always like talking about, I don't know. And so I'm always seeing all of these business coaches, and I've never like, I don't even know where I'm going, but like, I always come back to you because I truly like feel like you, whenever you, and like what I found when I work with another one-on-one coach, I'm kind of rambling right now, but what I found when I started working with another one-on-one coach is that once they get you, not all of them, this is not all of them, but what I found is that once they get you, they're looking for the next thing. And so like, once I actually paid her, I felt like I was kind of put on the back burner, and she started looking for her next client, And so I felt kind of put to the side, and I had already like, and so I was very frustrated because I was like, okay, like really, like you're going to put all this time and effort into getting me, and once you get me, you're just going to kind of neglect me. And so that that's, I think why, one of the big reasons why I wanted to come back to you, because you always put your clients like number one, like top priority, no matter what, like you're always putting us top priority, and like, just like the way your mind works. Like, I know this sounds so weird, but like, there'll be times when I'll just be like, literally, like we'll get on a call and I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, I cannot think of what to do. And you like, bam, 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 like just come up with these ideas like off the top of your head that are so creative and just so brilliant. I don't know. I know it sounds so weird, but I just like, not only like how you help your clients, how you always show up for us, but like you're able to help us like on the mindset component. You just really force us to show up as our top selves. And I just think that that's really powerful. Why I left and then I came back, because I needed that. Like I need that. And now I'm in your second round. You know, I've been working with you for like 2 years now, and I'm on, you know, your second round of your highest level, you know, 6 month mastermind, because I just like, I love that support. And I could just go on and on. Like, I feel like I've been just rambling for like 25 minutes now, but, I lost my train of thought. But I just like, love how you also, this other thing is, you also know how, like, you know my business inside and out. And I mean, I get that we've been working together for a long time, but like when I was working with that other one-on-one coach, every time we got a call, she was like, so tell me like, what's your business again? Like, tell me what you're doing. And so we spent half of the call, like me just like, okay, like this is my business. This is what I'm doing. And so with you, it's like, you know my business inside and out, and so it's like, you know, like everything. Like she could never remember like my other one-on-one coaches, like the names of my programs or anything, and so it was very frustrating. Whereas you are just like, you're just so invested in your clients, bottom line, that's you're just so invested in your clients. And I would not be where I am, you know, in my business today if it wasn't for you. I probably would have quit a long time ago, to be honest.
Oh my gosh, you're making me so happy. But you don't sound crazy. Like, this is what I say to my coaches, and this is like what I say about my coaches. So it's so nice to hear that you feel this way too. And it really is so important to me to understand my clients and understand their businesses. And that's why like top priority for me when I get a new client is like, get on a call with me and tell me everything about your business so that I know it, because that's the point. Like, you shouldn't have to get on a call and explain your business over and over again. And there is a learning curve. Like, my coach now, I adore her. And like, there were, you know, for a couple of weeks, I had to remind her of certain things, but now she's like, we're like a month and a half or so in, and she like knows it all, because it does take time. But if it's like continuous and it's like constantly like, wait, what is that again? What are you doing again? That's kind of where it gets a little bit difficult, especially when, you know, hopefully a coach, I know some, you know, every coach is different. I know a lot of coaches teach based on, like, here's my blueprint. This is how my business succeeded, so copy it. Whereas I'm more of like, how is your business going to succeed? So, I mean, I guess that's part of it too. If you want to help your clients see how their personal business is going to succeed, you need to know every piece of it. But I digress anyway. So let's shift this conversation and talk about cycle syncing and like why it's so valuable for coaches, entrepreneurs in general to understand this concept of cycle syncing and how it can be like so transformational for them. So let's start basic, but don't get too sciencey here because then I know you're going to, first of all, we'll be here forever.
So true.
Second of all, let's just give the little bit and then they can, I'll put the link for your freebie in the show notes and they can go learn all the things from there.
Perfect. That sounds good. Yeah. I could literally be here all day talking. So it's first and foremost, like it's really important to know that for our menstrual cycles, we have four different phases of our menstrual cycle. And so these four different phases are dictated by these hormonal fluctuations that we experience in each phase of our cycle. And so this, when I say we, I'm talking to like a woman who is like of reproductive years. So a woman who is ovulating, who has periods. So not a man, not a postmenopausal woman, but like a woman, if you are, you know, cycling, you have periods, you are of your reproductive years. That's, I'm talking to you. And so we, of our menstrual cycles, we have four different phases. And these four distinct phases have different hormonal fluctuations that really dictate everything for us. And so these hormonal fluctuations change, they change our brain chemistry. Actually, our brain changes 25% over the course of our month. Our cycle, our energy changes, our mood changes, our extrovertedness changes, our like metabolism and microbiome, our stress response, all of these different things change throughout our cycle, our, you know, monthly cycle because of these hormonal fluctuations. And so when we learn these four phases, learn, you know, what's happening in each phase and learn, you know, how those hormone fluctuations change, you know, our energy, our mood, our brain chemistry, all of that, we are able to use that to show up powerfully, to thrive in our business, to boost our productivity, to boost our efficiency, to really get more done with less stress because we are working with these hormone fluctuations that truly dictate everything. And so that's something that really, once I started implementing that in my business, it like was an absolute game changer. Same for my clients who are also, you know, female business owners. They, once they started incorporating it, started really understanding how it works. It is so, so powerful because you're able to really boost your productivity, to boost your efficiency, to really feel good at all times of your cycle. Also, not only just for your business, but you're able to, you know, eliminate period issues as well. So a lot of times I'll see a lot of women who are just out of commission for, you know, 1 to 2 weeks every single month because of PMS or pain or whatever. And so once you cycle sync, you're able to eliminate that. Like you're able to eliminate the period pain, eliminate the PMS, all of those things that make you feel terrible that, you know, you have to take, you know, you're out of commission 1 to 2 weeks every single month. And so it's really, really, really powerful.
Yeah. So something you kind of just touched on it, but something that I wanted to ask, so you'll repeat yourself a little bit, but something that I see all the time, and I have friends, I have clients that'll say like, oh, I just don't feel good. I'm PMSing. Like I have brain fog. I'm tired. I feel gross. And I'm just like, I can't work this week. Like I need a break. Like I can't do this. And obviously we all need breaks sometimes, but wouldn't it be nice to take a break? Cause we want to take a break, not because we need to take a break. So something like is having that kind of response to getting ready to have your period. Is that normal? Can that be changed?
So PMS is not normal. So the PMS that you're experiencing, if it's, you know, the mood swings, the insomnia, the cravings, the breast tenderness, the headaches, the migraines, all of that, those like PMS symptoms that are, you know, in that, you know, 10 to 12 days or whatever leading up into your next period, that is not normal. It is common, but it's not normal. So what causes that is an imbalance of your estrogen to progesterone ratio. And I dive really deep into this into the freebie. So I won't go too in depth right now, because I seriously could be here all day talking about this. But so that's not normal. But what is normal is to feel a little bit more introverted, to feel a little bit more like you want to work more on the back end of your business and not be super front facing, you know, not wanting to show up on the live videos or do the collaborations or those type of things. It's normal to feel like that. So that's due to, you know, once your hormones drop, like in on your period, and then like the days leading up to your period, that's your luteal phase, the days leading up to your period. And so if you're feeling like that, then, you know, more introverted, a little bit lower energy, that is completely normal. That is just due to these shifts in hormones. You're more, it's like you're nesting. Mm-hmm. And you're wanting to, you know, kind of stay at home, do more reflection, do more, you know, back end work and resting. Whereas, you know, when you are in this time leading up to your ovulatory phase, that is when you are, your hormones are rising, or your estrogen and testosterone are rising, and then peaking in this ovulatory phase. And so because of that shift in hormones, you're super outgoing, super social, super energized. And so that is the best time, you know, if you're launching a product, the best time to do that, the best time to do the collaborations, to do the live videos, to do all of that stuff, because of those hormones, that peak in the estrogen to testosterone, that you're feeling super, super energized, super outgoing, and you're wanting to socialize, you're wanting to connect with your audience, connect with your community, connect with, you know, other, you know, women who are also in your same field, or, you know, whatever. That's kind of where that kind of comes into play there.
I think that's so cool. And I think it's like so promising for somebody that is struggling with PMS to hear that like it's not normal and it can be fixed. Because if you really think about it, like if you struggle with PMS symptoms for 10 to 12 days before you bleed, and then you bleed, and like, you know, most women, no matter what, they're going to at least have one day during their bleed where they just feel gross. Like it just happens. Like, you know, there's blood coming out. Like it's just going to happen. Yeah. But like, so then between that, so 10 to 12 days, and let's say 3 to 7 days that you're bleeding, by the time that that's all done, you only have like a week left to feel normal.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I just see so many women who think that what they're experiencing is normal, and they just deal with it. They just deal with it thinking that they have to, but it's not the case. And that's, if you experience PMS or any type of period pain, that's not normal. And so that's why it's really important to cycle sync, really important to, you know, work on healing those hormones. But with that being said, like on your bleed, like on your period, it is really like that is the best time to rest, to take, you know, to take some, you know, take a day or two off from your work if you can, because that's, you know, you want to be able to, you want to be introverted, you want to kind of stay at home. And that if you actually push yourself during that time and you know, force yourself to do things that you aren't really in alignment with, you know, with those hormone fluctuations, that can actually, you know, lead to burnout and lead to, you know, some adrenal issues. And so by taking those few days off, you're actually able to show up better, you know, the next week, you know, when you're in your follicular phase leading to your ovulatory phase, you're able to show up powerfully then if you take those few days off of your period. So it's just like working with those hormone fluctuations just truly make the biggest difference for us, for productivity, for being able to just get so much done, you know, without any stress and just feeling incredible.
Yeah. It's honestly so cool. And the whole concept of cycle syncing, like, I think it totally changes your business. And you guys, like I said, I'm going to link Becca's freebie in the show notes, and it's power packed. There's a lot of information in it, but literally like taking that and starting to make changes based on what's in the freebie can literally start making such a difference in your business. And it's so funny, every single woman in my mastermind right now, they're all like have to do with cycle syncing at some level in their business. And they really rely on their, like, or they think about cycle syncing and cycle sync their businesses and seeing how they work. It really does make such a difference, you guys, like such a freaking difference.
Oh, for sure.
So with that being said, Becca, I know I can ask you so many questions about this, but I really think that let's make them learn more by downloading your freebie and seeing all the value in there. So before we close out this episode, I would love to hear from you because I love asking this question. For anybody that's listening to this episode that's, you know, interested in starting a business, maybe they've started a business, but they, whatever that next step is for them, they need to take it, but something's holding them back. They're scared. What would you want to say to them?
Hire Becky. No. But really, I mean, yes, but really. But I think the biggest thing is to just do it. Like, you will never feel 100% ready. And so I think, like, for me, I struggled the most in the very beginning of my business with my confidence and with feeling like with having imposter syndrome, like 100%, to the point where I had like analysis paralysis and I didn't do anything for such a long time because I thought I had to know everything. I thought I had to, you know, be perfect. And you won't ever reach that. And so just to do it, just get started, hire Becky and just do it.
Just do it, you guys. From the source, just do the
damn thing. Just do it.
I love that. Thank you, Becca. I think that was a great tips, you know, just do it and hire me, you know, like whatever. But anyway, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Becca.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. How amazing was that episode? Between Becca's knowledge on cycle syncing and everything she shared about working together, like, wow. I swear every time I interview a client, I feel like I'm going to cry. They say such nice things and they've just had such amazing experiences. And it just proves that what I'm doing is just like so worth it. So anyway, I hope that this episode really spoke to you. And if you are a newer entrepreneur looking to really scale your business, grow your business, build a solid foundation, sign dream clients, all that magical stuff, basically go all in on your business, then this is the program for you. And I would love nothing more than to have you be part of it. So the link to sign up and to learn more will be in the show notes, or just go to BeckyFagan.com/ABA. It's real simple. And as always, if you enjoyed the episode, be sure to share on Instagram, tag myself, tag Becca. 5-star reviews are always greatly appreciated. And with that, we will see you next time on the If She Did It podcast.